And as usual, we are awaiting any kind of a home improvement question that's on your mind this morning. You can phone it in or you can text it in. Just one number will get you either, 651-461-9226. Good morning, Andy Lindis.
Good morning, Denny. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you. It's kind of a gray day, but a good one. It's a brand new month. November 1st, yes. We get to sleep an extra hour in, some of us, overnight tonight because we lose daylight saving time overnight back to standard time. And I saw you on Channel 11 this past week. I don't think I've ever seen a news story that all the stations seem to be covering about the loss of a home improvement type of company that's been around for years, although they did change some hands. I thought maybe if you could, and by the way, you had some great information, a great insight, being a family-owned business, as Lindis is. For those folks that have no idea what I'm talking about, can you tell us about what happened this past week?
Yeah, you know, Denny, it was such a big news story. Customers that signed contracts with us last week were calling our company and double-checking that we were still family-owned and operated and not under some big conglomerate, because that's really what went wrong there. And I was talking with Adam and Jordana yesterday about it as well. And, you know, it's a sad, sad deal. And I want to reiterate that if you are a customer from Minnesota Rusco or an employee of Minnesota Rusco, one, Lindis can help the customers, and we are hiring in every division that we have right now. So if you are found yourself out of work, and by all accounts, this was a giant private equity group that pulled the rug out from underneath them with no warning. And it's not just the folks at Rusco. I knew people at Allure. I knew people at NewPro. I knew people at almost all of the other brands that this umbrella had underneath them. It's a scary thing. And if you're doing your research, there's a lot of companies, a lot of contractors around the country the last 10 years that have joined and partnered with private equity. And it's a scary thing that if they can just make this decision to shut a 70-year-old company down like that, it's not good for our industry. And it really bugs me personally, the lack of transparency when we get lumped into corporate-owned companies like that as the way things work, and it's just not the way it works. And I know a lot of you read online and a lot of, you know, anger towards the Rusco people, the previous owners or the employees, and really you got to look at, like, who owned the company. The people that own the company, that group manages trillions of dollars, trillions with the, like, T as in Tom.
Mm-hmm.
And to make the decision one day to shut it all down without giving the employees any notice or refunding people's down payments. I've seen stories of we had one yesterday, called our office. They have $14,000 down with Rusco to do the project. They don't know when they're going to get that money back, and they wanted to know if we would work with them on it. Of course, we're here to help. And people in those situations pulls at my heartstrings. We're going to do what it takes to take care of these people. But I know, there was a story of a company that had $46,000 down. I know what my customers, how long they save their money in order to do a $40,000 project. Like, that can be years and years of saving in order to, you know, you've been in this house for 25 years, you're getting into retirement, and you wanted to update it for the last, you know, for your twilight years. We hear those stories all the time. You know, I've been working my tail off for 25 years to save money to remodel or put this Four Season porch on. And then it's a sad thing. And it's a sad deal for our entire industry, but it really comes down to, I think, I wouldn't have given this advice 5 years ago, Denny, where if it were me and I was buying home improvements, I would search online and make sure that they weren't owned by private equity. I'm not saying that private equity is entirely evil and corporate America is always going to be evil or the bad player, but they can make decisions that I can't make. And for you know, when you have that much money under management and you're shutting down a $200 million division, it's not that big of a deal. Like I did the math, then it'd be about the equivalent of me making a $2,000 decision.
Oh,
and,
really?
And, you know, so, you know, which I make for our, for I make $2,000 decisions four or five times a day at Lindis Instruction. So it's not. Rusco has been around for 70 years, and that's a sad thing when you see a family-owned and operated company. And I kind of have empathy for the owners, too, because, you know, these groups reach out to us daily. And this particular group, the one that originally bought Rusco, was after Lindis Construction pretty hard. Long story short, it's the same group that owned Leaf Guard Gutters. And, you know, we are one of, I think, two dealers or three dealers in the country that aren't corporate owned anymore. Then so Audex ended up selling that group to a different private equity group, which the jury's still out on them. I think I'm having a better working relationship with the current people at Leaf Guard more than we've ever had. But then Audex ended up selling the umbrella, the Renovo umbrella, to BlackRock. And then BlackRock, you know, just didn't see the integration happening and decided it was easier to shut them down and do, I don't know how it's going to go in the future, if it's going to be some type of bankruptcy or asset sale or auction sale, and they're just going to cash out the thing. But this is it's what corporate raiders do. They make those decisions for shareholders, not necessarily the stakeholders. And for us, the stakeholders are the people that work at the company and the customers. And that's one thing that I think family-owned and operated companies do better than corporate America is we worry about the employee experience and the customer experience more than the investor experience. And well, anytime you take on outside money, you have to, there's pressures that I don't have to deal with.
Oh, yeah. And you brought up the word bankruptcy, and that was going to be my next question. Do we know what the situation is? Are the people, I'm thinking about not only the workers who no longer have a paycheck, but the people who put, like you said, money down, and do they have to stand in line? Is this going to be a bankruptcy? Have you heard anything yet?
I have not heard anything about bankruptcy or anything like that at all yet. I do know that the Department of Labor, so the nice thing about the state of Minnesota is every licensed contractor, and this is why I think Minnesota does a better job than most states on the barrier to entry in becoming a licensed contractor. And there's a fund that up to $100,000 per claim or $550,000, I think, per contractor, meaning that the Department of Labor, you have access to a fund to get refunded money if things go sideways on your job. So if I were a customer that put money down, or some of the stories you're hearing were subs walked off to the jobs in the middle of a job on Wednesday, then I would get a hold of the Department of Labor and the Attorney General and get in line, because it is a limited amount of money. And by the accounts and by the people I've talked to, that there's going to be more than $550,000 in down payments that were out there. So it's something, it's at least something, and it gives you some type of recourse, but it's not something you want to wait on and wait to hear from anybody. And that's was the scary part of all the stories is every customer that they went to, like, yeah, I haven't heard anything. I gave money down. I haven't heard anything. And just how is it not criminal that a $1 trillion company doesn't refund the down payments before they decide to close a branch? That's the part that's infuriating to me. And it's, I don't want to use the word diabolical, but the person making the decision, they're either not smart enough to think that through, or they thought about that and made the decision to screw blue collar America and their hard earned money out of those down payments. And that should be something that gets all of our feathers ruffled. Yep. As collectively as we go out there, and this is, I'm telling you, it's been an eye opening thing for I think a lot of people in the industry. I have friends that have gone down this route with private equity, and what it's It's the same story on the front end with all of these companies. Nothing's going to change. Nothing's going to change. We're going to use your brand. We want you to run it just the way you've run it. But in reality, when you join corporate America, everything changes.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, it's about profits. It's about your weekly reports, your monthly reports. And I can tell you this, I don't worry about winning the quarter. And this week is a great example of that week. My week was spent talking to manufacturers about warranty claims and potential problems of certain products and making sure that what I'm putting on the wall isn't going to go bad 15, 20, 25 years from now. And we've talked about it before. I think it's the most important part of my job is the partnerships in which we create and the relationships that we have with folks like GAF, Marvin, LP, Millboard Decking. I want to make sure that, say, my grandson, 40 years from now, sitting in the seat that I'm sitting in, isn't dealing with a bunch of work that his grandpa and great uncles installed that has gone bad. And I know I don't have to ever deal with that. Yeah, we have some warranty claims, but I'm telling you, like we had a bad batch of GAF shingles this year. Those shingles got pulled off the market. Unfortunately, we'd installed four jobs. The nice part about GAF is those four customers are going to have zero out-of-pocket expense in getting a brand new roof, and they're going to be 100% taken care of. And it was a very easy process. And I can't say that about some of the other manufacturers in town on how easy that is to deal with it and how comforting I am that knowing that should something fail with GAF 15, 20 years down the road or LP or any of the manufacturers I work with, you're going to have issues. So now you think of a company like Rusco. They just closed 70 years. Who's covering their lifetime warranties? Yeah. Who's going to go to the manufacturer and argue for the sake of the customer should there be a fail on anything? That's the scary part. So as customers and as homeowners, we need to do our due diligence up front. And I would search who owns this company. Have they partnered with private equity? Like, that'd be something I search for pretty regularly online. And if you look in the Twin Cities, when it comes to contractors, replacement contractors specifically, there's dozens that have joined private equity in the last few years. And, you know, I have a hard time faulting some of these people. Some pretty big numbers have been thrown around. But
sure,
as soon as a family-owned and operated company does that, all bets are off. Now you're dealing with some boardroom in Boston, L.A., or New York City that's making the decisions. And boy, Danny, imagine me and my two brothers in a boardroom with a bunch of Wall Street guys. No. That's not a recipe for anybody having fun.
And you lose control. I'll tell you what, we need to take a break. But again, we'll invite our listeners to join in. You can talk about this topic. We have other topics on the text line right now. Call us or text us, 651-461-9226. This is the Home Improvement Show with Lindis Construction. Andy Lindis answering those questions. Stay with us. It looks like kind of a gray day on this first day of November. We are at 40 degrees. We'll only get up to about 44, but tomorrow should be a nice day. About 53, albeit a windy day, but still partly sunny near 53. Again, it's 40 here on Newstalk 830 WCCO. And welcome back to this portion of our Home Improvement Show presented by Lindis Construction. You want to get in touch with those good folks, family owned, 8449-LINDIS, LINDUS. Andy Lindis again answering those questions this morning. You can call us or text us. I'd love to hear from you, 651-461-9226. Somebody's looking to get a well capped off. Do you know any recommendations on someone who will cap wells offhand?
You know, either your plumber or just an actual well digger, somebody that actually installs wells or well pumps. And usually that's be the person that I call for that. It's not something that Lindis Construction does, but if anybody that works on wells or drills wells typically will have the ability to do that type of project as well.
I don't want to put you on the spot. I'm looking at a texter that wants to know, will Linda's Construction maybe step up to the plate and do any warranty work for these jilted Minnesota Rusco customers?
Yeah, absolutely. And we're already receiving phone calls from, like I said, there was a customer yesterday called us that had a bathroom remodel they put $14,000 down on, but they don't know when they're going to get that money back and wanted to know if we'd be able to help them. And yes, and we have a variety of, and the manufacturers too, when you reach out to our partners that we have and you tell them those types of stories, they want to help as well. But I'm hopeful that somebody with a brain in their head is going to look at what happened here and be like, hey, we're a $12 trillion company. Maybe we should refund some of these down payments and let these people start fresh, because these, again, are blue-collar workers where people saved money for sometimes decades in order to do this type of home improvement project. So I'm hopeful. I mean, it's pretty rare that those types of people are the heroes of the story, but I'm hoping somebody is paying attention to this, and it's either going to end up with a giant black eye to the entire private equity sector, or they can play ball. And I think Minnesota, we have some of the better politicians and apparatuses in the background to go after the guilty people here. And that's the guilty people are the ones that made the decision to pull the rug out from underneath of all of the customers and employees at Rusco and without very much warning. When I say not very much warning, I've heard of people that gave down payments on the Monday of this week to them. And doesn't seem like it's a well thought out thing. So if I can help, I will. But, you know, like all things, I'm never going to put Linda's Construction in a bad spot. But I make as many decisions with my heart as I do my head. And I think that's a lesson that all corporate America can take on in times like this. Denny, and it's 2,500 employees collectively in my industry that were out of work on Wednesday around the country. And not only are we looking at things to step up, like we've talked before that I have a CRM software company called Contractor Flow. And what CRM is, customer relationship management software. This software is built on the Salesforce platform, which I think is the best platform in the country, and for running home services companies from start to finish, from lead intake to timekeeping to payroll to you're going to manage all of your leads and opportunities to following back up with the customer to scheduling the projects. I mean, it really does everything you'd need for a company. And we are going to reach out to all of the people underneath the equity group, because here's the cool thing. I've seen some of these owners come out and say, I'm going to buy everything I can back as when it goes to auction or whenever the dust settles. So you see, these companies could go and buy their brand back for probably pennies on the dollars and what they sold it for. And I'm going to try to help out and give them complimentary software licenses. If they're going to run these companies like family-owned and operated companies again, these are some pretty good brands. Rusco wasn't the only good brand in that umbrella. I mean, I've known the people at New Pro and Allure for years, and I hate to see those brands. Those are brands very similar to Linda's Construction, but based off out on the East Coast. And to see those brands go away overnight is disheartening. So if we can help them, we will. And that's it's been what we've done for the contracting industry our entire lives, and something we learned very early from my parents. And maybe I just have a soft spot in my heart for those guys, because as a young person coming up, I was in networking groups with a lot of these companies, Denny, and sitting at round tables, learning from people like Sal, Nick, those are the owners of those companies along the way. And I'm hopeful that they're going to step up, try to pick up the pieces and rebuild, and at least give some of the 2,500 people a new home to work at.
Yeah. And, you know, our listeners are giving their input on this particular topic, among others. But this just came in via the text. The Minnesota Attorney General, this is one suggestion, should seize and sell Rusco property to reimburse the customers for their losses.
You know, they could very well do that. But what I'm guessing is around the, like, I don't know about Minnesota Rusco, but I do know one of the East Coast companies, they that the equity group didn't own the property. They leased the property. So it would be, I think you need the current owner is a private equity group. And I don't know what the repercussions that the attorney general can do against the private equity group, but they are responsible for the down payment. So like when someone gives me, so here's the Callie, one of the ladies that answers my niece that answers the phone at Linus Instruction, received this phone call on Thursday. And it was, hey, we gave you $30,000 down last week. Just want to make sure that you guys are family owned and operated yet. And luckily, you know, my niece was able to say, yes, my family still owns Linus Instruction and has no plans of selling Linus Instruction. And one thing that we can always hang our hat on is if somebody puts money down with us, we're going to finish that project no matter what. And for us, until the project's done, everything is works against you on your books. Like that's a liability, not doesn't go to the black, because we know that if something were to happen, we'd have to pay all those down payments back. And at any given point, Denny, we'll have $2 or $3 million on the books of down payments. And just way things work, and that's scary. So now, like, and I'm guessing Rusco is a very similar fashion. You're talking $2 or $3 million, maybe even more money of down payments that were out there, and that's not fun to go through. So hopefully, again, I don't know what the repercussions that the attorney general has, but yeah, bring the thunder. As far as I'm concerned, like you make your bed, you lie on it. And it's whatever it takes to make the customers and the employees whole is what the attorney general should do.
Well, it'll be interesting to keep following this story, this issue, as we do the show each week. We'll pick up on that. In the meantime, let's have a break. Have a look at that forecast. See what some of the Lindus crews are going to be facing weather-wise this coming week. Looks pretty good, actually. So stay with us. If you have any kind of a home improvement question about this topic or any home improvement question, by all means, please call us or text us 651-461-9226. From News Talk 830, this is WCCO. And welcome back to our home improvement show. We are here thanks to Lindus Construction every Saturday in the 9 o'clock hour. Andy Lindus answering those questions. Again, don't forget, tonight, turn your clocks back 1 hour. We fall back. You get an extra hour of sleep, if you're lucky. And we go back to standard time. We drop daylight saving time early tomorrow morning. Andy, we got a bunch of text messages. See how many we can pick up on. If you would like to call in your home improvement question or comment, by the way, that number is the same, 651-461-9226. This listener says, Andy, we have a 40-year-old house with a cement block basement. One of the basement walls has developed stair-step cracks between some blocks. Have you seen these metal wall anchors in action, and do you think they work? What are the pitfalls that might arise with those anchors? Do you know what this texter is talking about?
I do. And our my buddy Jesse Treble, you know, he invented a couple of those types of wall anchors, and does as good a job as anybody in the country at that. SafeBasements.com. Those folks we've recommended on a regular basis, and seem to take care of customers and stabilizing those walls, making sure that they don't move any more than they already have. And it's pretty neat to see how those systems go in. You know, it's basically a steel plate that goes into the yard, so the entire earth would have to move for that wall to move anymore. That's an anchored to the wall. And if you were worried about that, the nice part about Safe Basements is, at least my experience with them thus far has been, if they come out to the house and tell you you need to do something, chances are you need to do it. They don't come out and just make up work. Like if they don't think what they have is going to fix the problem, they're going to let you know that pretty, like, on that first visit. So I feel comfortable with them, and yeah, head on out.
Yeah. SafeBasements.com. And besides that, the work they end up doing is good. Big difference. Last week, Andy said, texter says, a mention about his company checking a home for outdoor caulking, other weatherproofing. Could he please talk a bit more about that? Probably about your maintenance program.
Yes, yes.
Tell us about it.
It's a service that we offer at Lynx Construction. It's an annual inspection of your home. And if there's any caulking that we can fix while we're there, it takes about 90 minutes. We're also going to do a 3D model of your home, which is going to be something that we can reference then every year to make sure that things are working the way they should. But a little bit of maintenance on things like flashing, caulking, any like making sure all of the vents are free and clear of any debris, the valleys are free and clear of debris, adjusting windows and doors so they operate the way that they should. It goes a long ways. When you're installing materials that are designed to last 50 years, a little bit of annual maintenance is what makes those materials last the 50 years. And when it comes to siding, there's been so much LP smart side and cement board installed in the Twin Cities the last 15 years that rely on caulking to stay waterproof. And caulking just doesn't last as long as those two products do. So one fail in the caulking can allow water to get to cut edges and behind siding and sit where it starts to delaminate the siding, rot out the wall. I've gone to projects, Denny, where we're residing a 15-year-old home, and there's an additional $3,000 or $4,000 of framing and rot repair to do before we can do the siding because caulking and flashing fail. So we took one of the best craftsmen in the Twin Cities, a fellow by the name of Jake Miller. He's the guy that installed the windows on your house, Denny.
Oh.
And he's worked for us for, it's going on, I think, 19 years now. And he's just as good at figuring out what's going on at the home as anybody. He's the person that does our maintenance program for us. So he'll come out to your house and do the complete inspection. He's a little dinged up. He volunteers as a football coach. And he tore his bicep trying to block a high school kid a couple of weeks ago. So he's a little dinged up right now. But it sounds like it'll be a short-lived injury, and he'll be back to full strength in short order. But to have somebody like that come out to your house and tell you what you have to do to maintain it in order to make sure every building material that you have lasts the way it should, or more importantly, this is what you have to do to save yourself thousands of dollars down the road. I think that's it's worth the $300 is what we're charging for, $299 to have him come out. And again, you're getting not only a guide to maintaining your home, a guide to buying homeowners insurance, you're getting a 3D model of your home, and you're getting the knowledge of one of the best craftsmen in the Twin Cities on what they would do to this house if it was theirs.
That's a great idea. So what would you suggest if our listeners now saying, I want to check that out? They'll call Lindis Monday morning, and whoever answers the phone, they tell them what? I'm interested in the maintenance program. Simple as that?
Simple as that. I'm interested in the maintenance program. Can you send Jake out? You can go on lindisconstruction.com and fill out a form for that if you like, and we will schedule it up, and Jake will come out and meet with you and talk about what he sees. He's going to create a complete report on exactly what he saw in this house, what you did on your house, and what you need to do to maintain it even more.
Again, here's that number. You can call this coming week, and I urge you to do so. 844-9-LINDUS. 844-9-L-I-N-D-U-S. 844-9-LINDUS. You got some November offers, too. We'll talk about in a moment. Looking at an interesting text, we're talking, among other things, about that demise of the Minnesota Rusco Company. This texter asked this: if a company does a sales presentation and say they are family owned, could private equity still own them?
Yes. Yes. So how do I put this in the nicest way possible? I think family-owned and operated businesses have built the businesses on integrity and craftsmanship, where I think corporate America builds businesses on salesmanship and profit. So you know, they maybe not be family owned, but they're still family operated. But if when you read between the lines, half the owners left those companies in 2024. So they weren't in place anymore when the private equity group pulled the rug out from underneath them. And it's funny you should mention this. I said the exact same thing to a sales trainer I know in the industry that works with some private equity groups. I'm like, how can they still tell people they're family owned and operated when they're owned by a group? And sometimes the owners still keep some of the ownership, but the lack of transparency on who owns what is infuriating, because I think that it's a feather in Lindis Instructions cap that we are family owned and operated. And it's not easy to go from first generation to second generation. It's even harder to go from second generation to third generation. Like the chances of success are pretty small when you look at entrepreneurs as a whole across the country. Going from second generation to third generation is single digits as far as percentage of success. What I mean is, like, going from second generation to third generation is anywhere from 2 to 5% success rate. That's depending on the industry. That's a scary proposition. So you should be proud of that. And when you take on partnerships that outside money and investors, I think you lose the ability to say you're family owned and operated. And that should be some type of false advertising. So, but they do it all the time. I know companies in the Twin Cities that are doing it today. And that's not cool. When, again, we caution people all the time. As soon as a contractor lies about a little thing, it should be a red flag to the customer. What else are they going to lie about? What else are they going to be not truthful on? There's something that when it comes to integrity, the only person that has control over the integrity is ourselves. And it's something we preach all the time, integrity over anything. Like, we will try to be as truthful as we can with all customers and people, because that's really where it comes down to. And I'm telling you, Denny, it's in my industry. So I was just at a round table. These are some of the best roofers in the country. And 3 years ago, it would have been all family-owned and operated businesses, but maybe one or two. This last year, I'm at a round table. Mind you, there's 20 companies represented in this room. And there's three of us that are still family-owned and operated.
Wow.
So it's this isn't, again, can there be some success stories? There's going to be some good private equity groups. There's going to be some good roll-ups, some bad roll-ups. But it's not just my industry. You're talking the HVAC industry, the electrical industry, the healthcare industry, for doggy daycares.
The broadcast industry.
Yeah, the broadcast industry, veterinary clinics, like, these are all getting rolled up into like giant groups, and you just lose the personal touch when that stuff happens. And, you know, I think one of the best parts of America, and what I've always, you know, in my industry, we meet people from all over the world. And a lot of times, like you meet immigrants. And when they talk about the opportunity of being an entrepreneur in America versus the countries that they came from, it's always made me proud to be an American. And yeah. I think as far as America goes, the entrepreneurial spirit is the backbone of it. And, you know, there's a reason why sellouts and corporate America aren't ever the hero of the story. For the most part, they're always painted as the bad guy, because that's kind of the truth of it. Yeah. Those are the things that go poorly. And just as consumers, we can do our research. The Secretary of State's website, we can figure out who the stakeholders are in most companies, but, and if you look at the websites of most companies, at the very bottom, it'll say, you know, powered by whatever XYZ group, or I don't know. You know, again, just asking these questions up front, chances are that you're going to know. But here's the conversation, the exact conversation I had with somebody. Hey, I got my money from the private equity group 6 months ago. Most of my people still don't know that I don't own it. And so if people that work at the company don't know who owns it, how is the consumer supposed to figure that out? And
yeah, how's the customer?
That's the part to think about.
Andy, hang on. We're going to take a quick break here and be right back for the remaining minutes of our Home Improvement Show here on A3OWC. So temperature reading 40. We're not going to get much warmer, maybe 44 later today, but a nicer day tomorrow. Again, don't forget to turn your clocks back 1 hour overnight. We'll be back. Stay with us. News Talk A3O. This is WCCO. And welcome back to this portion of our Home Improvement Show. Linda's Construction, of course, our friends who bring this show for many years now. And yes, still family owned. Andy Lindis is still with us. Andy, I was looking at the various texts here. We'll see how many folks we can help out. Listener says, thanks for the great explanation of Minnesota Rusco. I was going to call them next spring, but I'm going to be calling Lindis Construction instead. Did you say you're already getting folks calling Lindis because of this event?
Yeah, we've had our customers call us to double check that we are stable and still family-owned and operated. And we've set up a couple estimates now with people that have down payments with Rusco to try to help them work their way through that project. And I anticipate next week there'll be even more. Hopefully we hear from some of the employees if they're looking for work. I'll do my best to help there as well.
Yeah, so any employees who are out of work, get in touch with Lindis. Looking at another text, Andy, my son, it says, bought a 1940 home in Minneapolis with 11 wood double-hung windows. Some sashes rattle, others are broken, the sash ropes are broken. Only plans to stay in this house 2 or 3 more years. Should he try and repair or replace? They've got a new aluminum siding put on last year. So as far as those windows, what would you do if the homeowner just wants to stay in there a couple more years?
You know, if they can be repaired, go ahead and repair them. But this might be one of those instances where some of them can be repaired, and maybe you look at doing an insert window, which is a price point window, in a couple of the openings. And that's a nice part of when you get an estimate from us, we have the ability to not only repair windows, we can get parts on almost every major window manufacturer under the sun in order to do that. But we can also show you what it would take to replace those ones. So then you can make the decision. This is the cost of repair. This is the cost of replace. And maybe you're repairing a couple, replacing a couple, or, you know, there's a lot that goes into it. But when you meet with one of our experts, Denny, we're going to be able to walk you through all of those things with the costs associated with it to allow you to make the best decision for your home. And the nice part about our warranties is they're good for you and the next person that owns your home. So when you're selling your home, you're selling the warranties that go with any of the projects that Lindis Construction worked on, including our lifetime workmanship warranty.
And I always like to ask you, here we are, the brand new month today, beginning November, what kind of deals can be had through Lindis?
Right now we have 75% off labor on the installation of Leaf Guard gutters, Infinity Windows by Marvin, and GAF Asphalt Roofing, Class 4 Shingles. So when it comes to decking, now we're probably looking at a spring install. But if you want to be one of the people that enjoys your deck for most of next year, I would start the estimating process and talking to our folks right now on the design of the deck so we can get you on the schedule right away in the spring so you can enjoy that brand new deck all summer long.
Sounds great. A couple of minutes ago on the show, Andy, what type of construction do you recommend? The texter wants to know, for basement walls on a new house.
We've done a lot of block walls. We've done some of the poured walls. The poured walls can be a little bit more expensive, but I know people that have had really good luck with that. I still, depending on your builder, I wouldn't be afraid to look at a wood frame basement either. I know lots of people that have wood frame basements, me included. And what I like about the wood frame basement is, one, makes remodeling that area and that space very easy. And two, I just feel like my basement does not have any of the moisture issues or musty smell. Concrete as a whole, blocks as a whole, can kind of, you know, it wicks that moisture into the area. And I just think having a wood basement is, it makes it feel less like a basement and more like a living room, which is what I wanted out of my basement. Now, when my kids were younger, it was just a shooting gallery. You know, I had the fake ice and the shooting tarps down there, and the drywall. I replaced my drywall a lot because of hockey puck marks and holes in the wall. So it's I can replace drywall as fast as almost anybody on the planet. Now, when it comes to taping it and finishing it, I'm not good. You know, I would embarrass my uncle's retired taper, and I sand my tape jobs a lot more than the professionals have to, put it that way.
I've been with you there. Andy, we're just about out of time, and I urge folks to get in touch with Lindis, especially with that maintenance program. Check that out, like we talked a bit of just a few minutes ago. Or whatever project in mind, it could be new windows, could be new siding. This is the company you want to work with. Still family-owned for real is Lindis Construction. Andy, hope you and the crews have a great week, a safe week, and let's talk again next Saturday.
Sounds great, Danny. Thanks a lot. Have a good day.
Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction. Yeah, give him a call for whatever project you have in mind. Somebody asked about a bathroom model. Yeah, a bathroom model. Sure, give him a buzz. 844-9-LINDIS. In the meantime, enjoy the weekend. Ryan, thank you for producing this show. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you for listening. And don't forget to turn your clocks back 1 hour. Overnight tonight, we move back to standard time. Right now here on CCO, it's 40.